Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If your child has been struggling with learning, if they seem to have given up or refused to try at school, I see you. I see how worried you are. I see how much you love your child. And I want you to know you're not alone in this, and there is so much hope ahead. The Magic Book and I have been learning about something that happens to many children around ages 5 and 6, and understanding it changes everything. So take a deep breath, settle in with me, and let's talk about what's really happening when a child seems to give up on learning. First, I need you to hear this. Your child hasn't actually given up. I know it feels that way when they refuse to try, when they shut down during homework, when they say things like I can't do it or I'm not good at this. But here's what the magic book showed me. What looks like giving up is actually something much more tender. It's protection. When children encounter learning challenges that feel overwhelming, again and again, their beautiful brains do something really smart. They protect their hearts. Think about it this way. If every time you tried something, it felt too hard, too confusing, too frustrating, eventually your brain would say, you know what, let's not do that anymore. It hurts too much. That's not laziness. That's not defiance. That's self-preservation. Research from child development experts shows us that children who are socially and emotionally healthy tend to be happier, show greater motivation to learn, and have more positive attitudes towards school. But when children experience repeated difficulty with learning tasks, something shifts. They start to feel disconnected. They lose confidence. And here's the tender part. They still want to please you. They still want to do well. But the fear of failing again feels bigger than the hope of succeeding. Learning specialists call this learning shutdown, and it's actually a last resort for children. Your child knows that shutting down doesn't make you happy. They understand that refusing to try isn't what you want. But in that moment, opting out feels safer than facing another experience of failure or frustration or seeing disappointment in your eyes. Now, here's where hope comes in, and I mean real, beautiful, starlit hope. When we understand what's really happening, we can help. The magic book taught me that learning shutdown happens when three things come together. First, the learning task feels too hard. Second, the child doesn't have the skills yet to succeed. And third, the emotional cost of trying and struggling feels too high. So how do we help? We address all three. We make the task feel more manageable. We build the skills they need. And most importantly, we make trying feel safe again, even when it's hard. Let me share what research tells us. When children's struggles are met with patience, with specific skill-building support, and with emotional validation rather than pressure or disappointment, something magical happens. They start to rebuild confidence. They begin to rediscover their natural love of learning. Because here's a secret the magic book whispers. Every child is born curious. Every child wants to learn and grow. When that curiosity dims, it's not because it's gone. It's because it's hiding, waiting to feel safe enough to come back out. Dr. Jeannie Ho, a professor who studies early childhood education, found that children who are mentally healthy tend to be happier and show greater motivation to learn. They participate more eagerly in class activities and demonstrate higher academic performance. So supporting your child's emotional health isn't separate from supporting their learning. It's the foundation of it. Here are some gentle, practical ways you can help your child right now. First, take the pressure off. I know that sounds scary. You might be thinking, but if I don't push them, they'll fall further behind. But here's the truth. Pressure makes shutdown worse. What your child needs most right now is to feel that learning can be safe and even joyful again. Second, find their spark. What does your child love? What makes their eyes light up? Maybe it's dinosaurs or space or building things or drawing. Start there. Learning doesn't have to look like worksheets and flashcards. When you follow their interests, you're showing them that learning is about curiosity and discovery, not performance and judgment. Third, celebrate trying, not just succeeding. This is so important. When your child attempts something, even if they don't get it right, that's the moment to celebrate. You tried, you gave it a go. That took courage. When we celebrate effort instead of just results, we teach children that the trying itself is valuable. That's how we rebuild their confidence. Fourth, break things into tiny steps. If homework feels overwhelming, break it into the smallest possible pieces. Instead of finish your math worksheet, try let's just do one problem together. Small wins build momentum. They show your child's brain, hey, I can do this. And fifth, and this is where the magic really happens, use stories. Stories are such gentle teachers. They show children characters who struggle, who feel overwhelmed, who want to give up, and then find their way through. Stories let children see themselves in someone else's journey, and that creates hope without pressure. Let me tell you about three stories from the magic book that can help. The first is called The Dreamship Architects. In this story, Theo and Miles discover something wonderful. They learn that learning never stops growing. Even adults are still learning new things every day. Your brain can keep growing your whole life. And here's the beautiful part. Children's questions help adults discover new solutions. When your child hears this story, they learn that learning isn't about already knowing everything. It's about being curious, asking questions, and discovering together. After you read this story, you can remind your child that even adults are still learning every day. Ask them what they're curious about, and explore those questions together without any pressure to get the right answer. The second story is The Castle Stones Trading Tales. Leo and Mia discover that when challenges seem impossible, there are always different creative ways to solve them. When they can't reach a high window view, ancient stones share three different creative paths that merchants used long ago. This story teaches something so important. Being stuck doesn't mean failing. It means it's time to try a different approach. When your child feels stuck on schoolwork, you can use this story to remind them that being stuck just means it's time to try a different path. You can ask, what's another way we could look at this? This takes the shame out of struggle and turns it into creative problem solving. The third story is how clever Raven brought light to the world. Raven uses cleverness and persistence to achieve a seemingly impossible goal. He doesn't give up when faced with challenges. He tries different approaches until he succeeds. This is exactly the mindset we want to nurture in children who have experienced academic frustration. The beautiful message is that being clever doesn't mean getting everything right the first time. It means trying new approaches, being creative, and not giving up on yourself. Like Raven, your child can try different ways to learn. Here's what I want you to remember. Your child's learning shutdown is not permanent. It's not who they are. It's a protective response to feeling overwhelmed, and with your gentle support, they can find their way back to curiosity and confidence. Be patient with them. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate small moments of trying. Follow their interests. Use stories as gentle guides. And most of all, let them know that you love them whether they get the answer right or wrong, whether they try or need a break, whether they succeed or struggle. The Magic Book and I believe in your child. We believe in you. And we're here with stories and support whenever you need us. You're doing beautifully, my wonderful friend. Keep going. The light is coming back. With love and starlight, Inara.